Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. It's minus 4, feels like minus 8, but it's supposed to go up to plus 10 today, so spring is here, I think we can say. Even though there's snow on the ground, it's gotta be spring. Gotta be spring. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by, by you, if you visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/84 and follow the links to a small orange if you need some website hosting. There's a tutorial video I did. It's how to get set up with a small orange to sign up for a website. Sorry, sign up for a domain name, set up WordPress, and write your first blog post. It takes about 30 minutes to watch, but shows how easy it is to use a small orange. And that's how you could help support me and what I'm doing, because I get a little affiliate kickback, is what they call it in the business. If you sign up, then I get some money because I'm talking about them. So I use it myself just for personal projects. I have my client stuff is all on another server just because it was set up a long time ago, and it's quite a task to start switching all those stuff over. But yeah, it's a great service, great company, and super easy to use. I'm back on Twitter, and my life has changed. I'm better. I've lost weight. I eat better. I quit smoking. My kids all love me way more now, and my car just instantly was upgraded, brand new, just by going back on Twitter. That's the power of social media for you. So, I ended up setting up a sort of hemming and hawing over what and how I was going to go back to using Twitter. And if you listen to that interview I did with Carrie over on, I Guess We're Grownups Now, we were sort of debating, she was questioning me on what I might do and how I would actually use Twitter again. And so in the end, I just decided to follow a bit of like what she does and other folks have done, is sort of create what I call the quiet Twitter list, where it's like a private list. Nobody can see who's on it, who's not. You don't get notified if you're put on the list or not. And basically it just allows, and then I follow that list. That's sort of my main timeline, in Twitter that I see. And that way, so it's about 65 people that are on that list, or businesses, I guess. There's probably some brands, hashtag brands on there. So it's about 65 people, and as opposed to the 500 or so that I actually technically follow on Twitter. So we'll see. It's been interesting how being away from Twitter, not having it installed in my dock, for example, on my Mac, my Twitter account was, I removed it from my Tweetbot on my iPhone, and it's not like a thing I think of to even go check or do in the same way that I know I did before. Like almost any time my brain was like about to rest, I would quickly check and see. Just flip over, command tab over to Twitter, Tweetbot, and see what was happening, and feed my brain. So I still haven't put it back in my dock on my Mac, just because it's kind of nice to have it be a thing I have to mentally like force myself to actually start it up, do a spotlight search for Tweetbot, turn it on, wait for it to load, that kind of thing. Which hopefully creates a little bit of a barrier and makes it a mental barrier, anyways, to maybe focusing on something else instead, like work or responding to a client email or finding sponsors for good stuff or dealing with other stuff. And so, we'll see where it goes, I guess. I sent out an update on my Patreon subscribers, supporters. And, I do this from time to time just because I'm, a people pleaser and, worrying about what I should be doing and should not be doing. And instead of just deciding for myself, which is what I should do, I sort of solicit other folks around me. And there's something to be said for getting advice from others around you. But anyways, every so often, last couple months, I've sent out a question of like, should I recreate a specific audio, video, whatever, something sort of content specifically that's only for Patreon supporters, so that people who actually pay money at patreon.com/iChris to support my podcasting efforts would get to see that, and nobody else would, or maybe it would be delayed until everybody else would see it. And not because I think I'm so amazing and special and worth it, but I think that the folks who are supporting me through Patreon are amazing, special, and worth it. So And so the it's funny because the response both times I did it, like I said, I put a poll out to them, 3 months ago, I think it was. And then I just did one last week. And both times it ended up being 50-50 split on yes, you should, no, you shouldn't. And so it's kind of perfect for me, someone like me who kind of like looks for the signs and the, you know, the push from someone else, an exterior pressure to do something as a, you know, a sign to go ahead and do it. It's kind of perfect for me that it ends up still being 50-50 and doesn't really tell me anything at all. Other than it does tell me there are people who are interested in it, which means I probably would do it. And the people who don't want it obviously can just ignore it. But the fact that it's not like, you know, 100% no tells me there's a few folks who are interested in it. And that also, the bigger question is more like, would it help raise support from other folks who aren't already supporting me on Patreon? That's where obviously it'd be more interesting to know whether that would be something that would entice people to support, throw a few bucks behind it, and or not. And the only way to do that obviously is to try it, because I can't poll people or ask them if they would, and then try and create it after the fact or whatever, and when they're long gone and doing other stuff. So anyways, off to work, hopefully taking off the winter tires today. I think it's time, and we'll see if spring actually has sprung. Thanks for listening. I'm iChris on Twitter. You can email me, chris@goodstuff.fm, if you have questions, comments, concerns, suggestions. Break my tie, my Patreon tie. And we'll see you again next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.